half of all double-deck buses unsafe. Land transport authorities have revealed nearly half of double-decker buses have failed basic safety tests, as major transport operators are torn over a plan to ban the vehicles. Caretaker Transport Minister Cha Cha Sitipun said Wednesday many double-decker buses on the roads were unsafe, and he wanted operators to order their drivers to take more precautions on dangerous routes. Of the buses subject to a slope test, about 45% did not pass, Mr. Cha Cha said, citing ministry figures. It was not clear when the figures were compiled or what happens to the buses which fail. The vehicles can overturn if they negotiate a curve at high speed. A standard double-decker bus weighs about 18 tons and is 4.5 meters high. It can carry up to 50 passengers, while a single-decker bus weighs 15 tons, is about 3.8 meters high, and carries up to 40 passengers. The minister said it may be difficult to control a double-decker bus in an emergency situation, given the added height and weight. Mr. Cha Cha plans to limit the height of all passenger buses to 4 meters in the future. At present, there are about 6,200 double-decker buses registered nationwide. Of them, about 1,700 are scheduled buses, while the rest are charter vehicles. The plan comes in the wake of an accident involving a double-decker bus which killed 29 people and injured 23 others in Dak on Monday. Mr. Cha Cha also pointed to 7 highways which he said are unsafe for double-decker buses to operate on. They are the Dak Mesot, the Pitsanalo Pechabun, the Kapinburi Baktong Chai, the Ang Tong Singburi Chinat section of the Asian Highway, the Rangsit Suratburi, the Kapi Panga, and the Chiang Mai Mahong Son routes. Thailand Development Research Institute researcher Sumeet Ongkitikun said bus operators preferred double-decker buses because they can carry more passengers. But he said research had found they're not suitable for long-haul routes, as the vehicles can become dangerously unstable driving up or down steep slopes. He pointed out that the UN Economic Commission for Europe introduced 150 safety criteria for operating the vehicles, but the Department of Land Transport implemented only 4 of them in regulating passenger buses. Mr. Sumeet said operators apply to register about 800 double-decker buses annually, but about 20-30% fail safety tests. He added that a standard double-decker bus costs about 7 to 8 million baht, but most double-decker buses driven in Thailand are locally assembled and cost 3 to 4 million baht each. Suchinda Chutsai, president of the Thai Bus Operators Association and owner of the Chutsai Tour Company, opposes a ban on double-decker buses on danger-prone routes. She said most bus operators, including her own company, had spent a lot of money to acquire the double-decker buses. A ban on the vehicles would be unfair to the company, she said, adding that most accidents are the fault of drivers, not the vehicles. Sattapon Wong Pencharat, president of Nakhon Chai Air, said his company avoided using double-deckers because tall buses handled poorly and were unsuitable for driving at high speeds.